Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this morning that he wants to give the Saudis more time to finish investigating the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi before the United States decides how to respond.
I think it's important for us all to remember, too, we have a long, since 1932, a long strategic relationship with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They continue to be an important counterterrorism partner. They have custody of the two holy sites. They are an important strategic alliance of the United States, and we need to be mindful of that as well.
The United States also has important economic ties to Saudi Arabia, and joining us now to talk about that is Robin Farzad, host of the podcast Full Disclosure. Robin, let's start with oil. How much oil does the U.S. import from Saudi Arabia?
Look, that's about $13 billion of imported Saudi oil, and that's about 4% of the dollar amount consumed. It's actually not that much when you consider all of the developments in the U.S. shale patch. This game has completely changed over 10 years.
And what about U.S. government bonds? We've been hearing in recent days that the Saudis own a lot. They're one of the biggest foreign buyers of U.S. treasuries.
Yeah, look, it was last clocked at $165 billion of U.S. government debt this summer, which sounds like a lot. But then you look at the likes of China and Japan, which have more than $1 trillion each. These are the two biggest foreign holders of U.S. government securities. They could, if they wanted, kind of hold us hostage on that. But it cuts both ways. The Saudis, they really can't do it. Oil shipments are dollar denominated for the most part. They need a stable dollar. They are very threatened by too strong a dollar. So it's a situation where you really have to put it in perspective.
Another important part of the relationship that has come up is arms. The president of the United States has mentioned that the Saudis buy billions of dollars of arms from the U.S. He says $110 billion. That number is disputed. But then we heard this from a fan of President Trump's, evangelist Pat Robertson, who spoke earlier this week on the 700 Club.
We've got an arms deal that everybody wanted a piece of. It's like, what is it, $190 billion? It's huge. And it'll mean a lot of jobs, and it'll be a lot of money coming to our coffers. And it's not something that you want to blow up willy-nilly.
So Pat Robertson there telling President Trump maybe not to go too tough on the Saudis if it is found that they have something to do with Khashoggi's death.
Saudi Arabia still counts for less than 1% of United States international trade through this summer. And when you look at arms, you see that $100 billion figure bandied about. It's actually $3.2 billion of defense exports. I think the president and the secretary of state, they kind of want to secure this great relationship in that Trump went to Riyadh, he hosted the Saudi prince here, and he had these enormous sales and that stuff that he could sell to defense contractors in a midterm election year. In reality, the numbers are far smaller on an annualized basis.
One other thing I want to ask you about is the tech industry. We were hearing that Uber has a big investment from Saudi Arabia. We remember that when Elon Musk famously said he was going to take Tesla public at $420 a share, part of that was about having a big investment from Saudi Arabia. There are a lot of big tech names that get a lot of money from Saudi.
That's right. I mean, they're an enormous venture investor and the sovereign wealth fund. You have to understand oil is so hugely profitable for them, and they've been looking to diversify for decades, especially under this prince. But the thing to remember is that these are fungible investors. For example, you know, there are people that would line up to take that stake off of his hands in Uber or Tesla. There are Korean investors. There are Japanese investors. There are people here in the United States. So while it sounds big, and the president and the state secretary and even Pat Robertson are trying to make it sound big, it's certainly replaceable by other players in the global economy. Saudi Arabia is big, but not all that big.
What would it mean for Saudi Arabia? And as you say, they've been trying to diversify their economy. If they weren't able to have these investments in the United States?
I think it's a project for him. I mean, look where he came to the United States and he met with these tech investors. He met with Mike Bloomberg. It's an image that they very much wanted to project, that we're coming out of the desert and we're very much espousing this century where, you know, look at Singapore, look at Norway, how they've turned their flush domestic coffers into investments and things that are more tangible. That's something that he was really trying to sell. And Trump was really trying to sell these guys as an indispensable trading partner, an ally in the Middle East. And that's hugely jeopardized by all you're seeing in the news right now.
That's Robin Farzad, host of the podcast Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you.
Thank you.